Proclamation number 7360 of 10th of May, 1959. Purification of the soul through love. It contributes a lot to your purification if you only keep reminding yourselves of the commandments of love for God and your neighbor and ask yourselves how far you comply with these commandments. For if you are honest with yourselves, you will never be satisfied with yourselves and your way of life, because you could always be more eager in your activity of love and often miss an opportunity. But already the will to act right and already the fact to carry out this self-examination is an advantage for your soul, for every good will has a beneficial effect. And during such a serious examination you will also become aware of your weaknesses, which every person still has, even if his will is good, until he is so eagerly active in love that he is now filled by the strength of love, which also gives the will the right strengthening. Just never believe that you no longer need to purify your soul. Never believe that you have already reached the degree which secures your entry into the kingdom of light. You must strive and work on yourselves as long as you live on earth, and you'll only do well if you often devote yourselves to such inner reflections and try to fathom your faults and weaknesses. And your will also be strengthened to constantly carry out the work on your soul, because such introspections already testify to your serious will to become perfect. Every omission of a good deed will come to your mind during self-examination, every failure or disregard of the divine commandments of love will come to your mind. And then you should only ever firmly resolve to improve yourselves and use every opportunity to make up for what you have neglected, and it will only result in a blessing for you that you will always fulfill the commandments of love for God and your neighbor more easily, because you will receive strength if your will is serious. The human being should once consider his duties towards his neighbor if he wants to fulfill this very commandment. He should always remind himself that he should help his neighbor in every adversity and distress, be it of an earthly or spiritual nature. And therefore he should not close his eyes to his neighbor's adversity. He should always remember how helpful help would be to him in the same adversity and how gratefully he would accept it. And he should always consider what his fellow human being is in need of, be it spiritually or physically. For he should also try to remedy spiritual hardship where possible, because this is a work of love with a special effect on his fellow human being's soul. For this reason the human being cannot go into himself often enough and think about everything God requires of him through his commandments of love, for these are always the guideline for a correctly lived earthly change. He can always keep to these commandments if he wants to live his earthly life correctly and according to God's will, always as a blessing for himself and his fellow human beings. For God requires nothing else of the human being than that he change into love. He only requires that he fulfills his commandments in order to grant him a blissful life in light and strength and freedom, which, however, is inconceivable without love. And all perfection of the soul solely depends on the transformation of selfish love into unselfish love, which then also guarantees love for God and establishes the union with Him, on which all beatitude in the spiritual kingdom depends. Amen.